Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Soft on crime has cost the lives of two nurses as they were murdered by a parolee with an ankle monitor who walked inside the Methodist Dallas Medical Center in Texas Saturday morning. 30-year-old Nestor Hernandez was let out on parole for aggravated robbery before killing the nurses for unknown reasons. Cops shot and wounded the suspect, and he was taken to another hospital to recover. As President Biden released more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves in an effort to temporarily lower the price, it's been discovered the United States is down to 25 days of diesel supply. The figures were provided by the Energy Information Administration and shows diesel stockpiles are at their lowest level since 1993. A California teacher was arrested Thursday and charged with hiding a teen who had been reported missing for nearly 2 years. The Sacramento County Sheriff's Office said that it charged 61-year-old Holga Castillo Olivares with intent to conceal from a parent and contributing to the delinquency of a minor for her role in sheltering Michael Ramirez. Michael was 15 at the time when he went missing in June of 2020. Family members speak out on Sacramento NBC3 about the teacher's criminal actions.
Any parent out there that has a missing child, you think the worst. You think the absolute worst.
A skydiver has died after a hard landing from a pregame jump at a Tennessee high school football game on Friday. Washington County School Superintendent Jerry Boyd said the diver jumped above David Crockett High School football stadium in northeastern Tennessee. That's in the towns of Jonesboro. Jump Tennessee, a company in Greenville, said the 55-year-old man worked with the company and had done more than 1,500 jumps in the past. USA Radio News.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hurricane Roslyn has killed at least two people after making landfall near Santa Cruz on Mexico's west coast as a Category 3 storm on Sunday. The force of the storm is gone, but lingering heavy rainfall from the remnants of Roslyn could lead to flooding and possible landslides over coastal west and central Mexico. As talk of impeaching President Biden for his dereliction of duty on the southern border, one lawmaker speaks out. Way too often impeachment has been used as a political tool.
Republican Conference Chairwoman Elise Stefanik has recently suggested impeaching President Biden is on the table if the GOP regains control in Congress. But at least one member of the Congresswoman's party is not necessarily on board with that plan. That was Congresswoman Nancy Mace during an appearance on CNN's Face the Nation. This is not the first time she has criticized impeachments. She suggested part of the reason she chose not to vote for impeaching former President Trump following the January 6th attacks was because due process was stripped away from the proceedings.
I am not interested in playing tit for tat. I am not interested in retaliation. Impeachment has been weaponized over the years, and we've seen that. I really want us to be focused on the economy, on tackling inflation with responsible policy. We also need to look at crime and immigration.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
My name is Lance Pry, and thanks for listening as we get this Monday underway. USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, it's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to come back with equal force, if not more so. And by that, I mean just in spirit and determination. Because of how the country has lost its way, and we're seeing the fruit of our lostness quite clearly. It cannot be denied anymore. Look what's happening in crime. We've got new reports on what's going on in our schools today. I mean, it's obvious. Nobody should be surprised here. And meanwhile, as if that's not enough, are you ready for this one? The jihadis, and you got to call them for who they are. So don't think that I'm being insulting here, because there's no other word for them. These are jihadis in our own country who are openly calling for enforcement of Sharia in Michigan schools while non-Muslims remain clueless. Now, did you hear this? They're moving forward with their agenda, and they want the full enforcement of Sharia in Michigan schools at a time when our schools have taken a huge hit and our kids are suffering. But no, that's not enough. Let's go ahead and let's just go over the top with total indoctrination, and we're going to allow Sharia to be the order of the day in Michigan schools. Here to tell us more about it is the FBI expert, the counterterrorism expert, and former FBI agent. He's got the whole truth and nothing but John Guandola. John, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great, and it's always wonderful to be with you, Bill.
John, this is madness. I mean, I don't know what else to call it. I mean, have we lost our pick and minds altogether now?
Well, I think in some ways, absolutely. I think as people look around at what's going on and are shocked, I just have a couple thoughts. First of all, when people say it feels like things are just falling apart all of a sudden, I would say that's not the case. These hostile efforts have been going on for decades, as you and I have talked about on your program before. And now, you know, as the if you can imagine the analogy, you know, just digging out, what we're seeing now is the ground is now, you know, collapsing. But that effort to dig out from underneath has been going on a long time. And number two, and this is, I think, a bigger picture thing, but science and reason and liberty are all married to Christianity. Mm-hmm. And when you take Christianity out, which is the foundation of our law and government, per the Declaration, the law of nature and law of nature's God, when you remove that from the American society and from our law and government, which has been done, then reason and liberty and science all collapse. So when someone says there are 85 genders, they're obviously insane, but it's because we the government, the people, we have allowed it. So I think it's time we stop pointing fingers at the politicians. The politicians are in power because we allow them to be.
Exactly. Well, and this is why I think, you know, some have identified it as a red wave, John, but I agree with my good friend in Tennessee who said it's an American wave that we're about to witness in the midterms. Because what you have here is a confluence of Republicans, Democrats, Independents, freedom-loving Americans have just said enough of this stuff. You know, politics is not delivering for us as we had hoped. It's been a disaster. As you said, this has been going on for decades. And it's that old thing that you and I have talked about. It's like the Pennzoil commercial. You can pay me now or pay me later. And always when we pay later, it's much more complicated. It's much more expensive. But this is where we are. And we're going to pay one way or another, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, John, there's just no way of getting out of it. I mean, we are either going to pay, we are in a sense paying for it now with the loss of our liberties, you know, what's happening with our country, our freedoms, our constitution. This is what is being leveraged away from us in order for, you know, for this madness to reign. And so I'm hoping, John, I'm hoping upon hope. And by that, I'm also praying because, as you said, it's a departure from God. The Bible has been telling us for hundreds of years that the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. The problem is right now there's no fear of God. And that's why wisdom is out the door. It's so far in the rearview mirror. We can barely even see it, John.
Yeah, and I think you've just touched on it. You know, without that, that's the foundation of all hope. It's the foundation of true victory. And the society can't survive. Our society, per our foundation, per our declaration, per our founding fathers, per the law, Blackstone's commentaries, that was the law the founders used when they built this country. And the law of nature, nature's God, is legally defined in Blackstone's commentaries as the will of God as he reveals himself in nature and Holy Scripture. And that's the moral standard for a constitutional republic. And the constitutional republic cannot exist without that. And we have, and I say we, because we are all responsible for this. You cannot blame a political party or individuals. You can't say it's Chuck Schumer or Mitch McConnell or Nancy Pelosi or fill in the blank. It's we are the government, we the people. And this is the key. And I just finished, we just finished running one of our programs 2 days ago, Saturday. And one of the things that was, you know, a 2x4 to the face of a lot of these people in the room who are, they would identify as the Christians and patriots, is the idea that our social compact holds the entire thing together, that we as the people agree to allow people to be in leadership positions. We elect them. Then the agreement is that they will rule justly, mean justly, legally, according to what I just said, those founding principles, the law of nature, nature's God. And when they don't, we break the social compact. We, the people, say, well, you can no longer rule us. And that's the inherent right to revolution that is a part of our system. And we have the right to pull these people out of power because of that. That's how the system's set up. But many Americans have forgotten that. And I am not calling for a revolution. What I'm saying is, our duty as citizens is to hold leaders accountable to that moral standard.
But anything that goes against the status quo is going to be seen as revolutionary, John. Look what happened on January 6th. I mean, basically, these are the seeds of, you know, of people being upset, we the people being upset with something that just did not feel right, seem right, didn't calculate right. And it's quite interesting. The people who are in charge, the elected officials that we've given the responsibility to, they've done nothing to quell the minds of people other than just saying, hey, it's a done deal. We count the numbers. That's it. No, wait a minute. Why are we still questioning this? What, you know, you say you want proof that the election was stolen. I want proof that the election wasn't stolen. Is that fair? And that's what the January 6th people that went there, over a million people that went there, yes, some got in trouble and they broke the law and suffering, I believe, consequences that are undue and extreme, especially in light of what happened during the summer earlier when people were getting away with, what, $4 billion worth of destruction in local communities. And what happened? You know, we've never even seen any kind of listing of what kind of consequences that these people, you know, were subjected to. We got to go to break. We've got more from John after this.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. John Guandolo, the counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent who's been with us. Gosh, John, what has it been together, you and I? I want to say at least 8 years, if not 10, that we've been talking about this.
Yep, yeah. A long time.
And John has been at the forefront as a former FBI agent who's trained the agency, has trained other law enforcement individuals to the obvious dangers. I mean, this country has, John, it is so crazy as we've lost our mind. I mean, to the point that we had this movement to defund police and to, you know, and to empower, you know, the perpetrators of crime. And now the crime is running amok. I mean, it's like, I mean, you warned us, you warned the people for a long time. And it's not just the dangers in the streets. It's not just the open borders. It is the confluence of all the evil that's been running amok. And I know that, you know, when we talk about jihadis and Sharia law and Muslims, and we're supposed to be such a, you know, accommodating and a permissive society. Well, this is what permissiveness gets you. It opens your borders. It leaves you vulnerable to being victims to the degree that in every state of the union, John, we have had, we've experienced a citizen of this country being murdered at the hands of an illegal immigrant. And, you know, and are some of those Muslims, radical Muslims that want to come under the guise of, oh, we're moderate and we're peace loving. And then next thing you know, they're causing riots. And now here you are where they're saying, look at, we want to take over Michigan schools and we want Sharia to come in. I mean, to me, it just seems so obvious, as you pointed out, John. But what do we do, you know, to finally end this madness in a society that's become so accommodating to, you know, as you say, over 80 gender choices and, you know, the fact that no bail, that you can go ahead and murder somebody and be let out within 24 hours to go and murder again? I mean, we're just insane. So what do we do, John?
Well, that's the focus of the work we do at Understanding the Threat. And I tell people, if the FBI and DHS or your state law enforcement agencies were functional the way they should be, there would be no need for Understanding the Threat. We could, right, you know, all go off and do something else. But we have unique qualities and qualifications and talents. And we exist to train communities how to fortify, identify these hostile drivers behind what is going on, and flush them out of the community. And this is why this is really important. And I believe it's really critical, is that, in fact, we have to do this at the local level. The federal and state authorities have shown they are not going to protect and secure the liberties of the citizens. And so it's up to the citizens to actually do what needs to be done. And I think that's really important. Exactly. For us to understand how far along we are. And so what we do, we train the communities, we show them how to do this, because you've got to focus on the root of what's causing this, not on the issues. Mm-hmm. We just focus on the border, or, you know, defending the right, you know, your privacy with big tech surveillance and all this stuff. Those are all important. But if you don't focus on the root of the individuals and organizations that are extremely well coordinated at the national, international, and at the local level, then it's just going to keep going. They'll just create new issues. But when you actually flush the actual hostile networks from your local community and reestablish a Republican form of government at the county level, well, then you're actually making a real difference, and then you can actually win the war.
Exactly. John, as you pointed out, it starts with a contract. We've abandoned the contract. You know, our Declaration of Independence, this needs to be brought to the forefront. You pointed that out, and I agree with you 100%, is that we need to recommit to this contract for America, this contract that's, you know, watches out for one another. That is the standard that everything is measured on. So if you have an open border and illegals are coming in, well, what are you doing with that contract? Are you adding or taking away from it? Are you violating the contract? And of course, out of that contract, of course, it's all further, you know, further reinforced with our constitutional rights. But the basic mission of America, this American idea, needs to be reinforced and proclaimed in such a way to where you cannot have people represent, I don't care in what state you're in, if you are not a freedom-loving, constitutional-loving, God-fearing person, you cannot swear your allegiance to that, and that you have some other alternative allegiance, whether it's Sharia or anything that conflicts with those basic contractual principles, then you can't serve. You can't serve the people. We can't entrust you with the power that is immense, as we can see, because we've taken this for granted. And look at the power that's being exercised on we the people against us, John.
That's right. And the issue is, you've nailed it, is, and I have gone around the country and been doing this for years, almost 20 years. I think the greatest issue is Americans' lack of understanding of the actual founding principles and how the government is supposed to work, and that we are the government, and that social compact, that agreement, that you can be in a position of authority so long as you rule justly, and understanding what that means. And yet you've got, it is the Republicans who are the greatest threat to the Republic today. Mm-hmm. The Republicans, you know, when Democrats act like communists, well, that's what I would expect them to do. When jihadis act like jihadis, that's what I would expect them to do. When Republicans, the party of Lincoln, act like traitors and part of this seditious conspiracy, well, then that's a problem. And that truly is the greatest issue in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, it's who are you serving? Are you serving the people? Or are you serving yourself? And this is the disease of the Beltway. The Beltway paradigm is such, John, that it forces people to go along to get along. Well-meaning people that you see, you know, when they're first elected, they come in and they're ideological about supporting the people, and they find out real quick the power channels of the Beltway. And this is, you know, this is something that people need to be aware of. We're really not giving our elected officials a fair chance to be successful when you dump them into the cesspool of the D.C. Beltway. It is weaponized. It's diseased. It is a metastasized cancer of evil that has been going on. And we're going to ask good people to go there and try and straighten this out. I think you just got to, and it's almost like you got to call time out on D.C. Let's move the Capitol somewhere else and get away from all those power brokers and influences that exist on the Beltway. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And
I don't know any way how to do it. But look, we got about a minute and a half left, and we've touched on this a little bit. But I really want our audience to understand, because the last time we spent a little bit more time on this. But how important the National Security Academy is, because they're saying after hearing this, they're going, Bill, John, what do we do? What's our first step in order to reclaim, reclaim our families, reclaim our communities? It starts where you can make a change right now, and you can make a change right now, starting with your starting with yourself. And then your family, then your community, and we go out from there, right?
That's right. I mean, the key is getting trained at the local level. And that program, that understanding the threat, it's the only program like it in the entire West, to train your community, is called Into Action. And we encourage people, go to understandingthethreat.com. Bring us into your community. And the follow-up to that, and important for those people who have no understanding, join our National Security Academy, an online training academy, to actually understand what is going on and the depth of these threats and how well-coordinated they are. Because it's only you, well-trained and well-coordinated at the local level, that can retake and reestablish our republic.
John, the fact is these antithetical forces, they have a plan. So we better have a plan. If we don't have a plan, we're going to get run over. This is what's been going on. We got 10 seconds left.
Well, I just want to say thank you for all you're doing. I encourage your listeners, go to understandingthethreat.com.
Hey, folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California teacher was arrested Thursday and charged with hiding a teen who had been reported missing for nearly 2 years. The Sacramento County Sheriff's Office says it has charged the teacher, 61-year-old Holga Castillo Olivares. Family members speak out on Sacramento NBC3 about the teacher's criminal actions.
Any parent out there that has a missing child, you think the worst. You think the absolute worst.
As President Biden released more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves in an effort to temporarily lower the price, it's been discovered the United States is down to 25 days of diesel supply. The figures were provided by the Energy Information Administration and shows diesel stockpiles are at their lowest level since 1993. Baseball's World Series starts Friday. The Philadelphia Phillies will play the Houston Astros. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. John Tammy is back with us. The last time we talked about his provocative book, which we've continued to discuss, When Politicians Panic, The New Coronavirus Expert Opinion and a Tragic Lapse of Reason. I'm sure if John could write an epilogue, it would be one maybe with the big title, I Told You So. John joins us now. We're going to talk about his new book. John, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me back.
Well, appreciate your insight. Again, I have used your quote so often about the cumulative intelligence of 340 million people versus the genius or the proclaimed genius of one Dr. Fauci that is coming out loud and clear, especially in light of this new documentary that is based on Robert Kennedy Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci. And that documentary is still streaming absolutely free. And you can stream it yourself at the Dr. Fauci movie. .com and see for yourself. And a lot of things that John and I previously talked about from his book are reinforced, and you get the real science and wisdom of what we experienced in the last 2.5 years because of this pandemic, John.
Yeah, the only thing I would say is don't even worry about the science. The focus has to be that 330 million people collectively are going to figure things out because they're the market. Some people were going to freely lock down on their own, Nothing wrong with that. You learn from them, if that makes sense. Some people were going to live their lives. Some businesses were going to shut down in total. Some businesses were not. We had to learn from people freely doing what was in their best interest and doing it with the information at hand. We had to learn how the virus spread and what to best do about it. Instead, politicians robbed of us our ability to work. They robbed us of our savings, of our ability to basically support ourselves. And in the process, made us less safe. They blinded us to the truth about the virus.
Exactly. And, of course, what they did to our kids is an absolute disaster. The new reports are coming out about, how America is ranking now and how our children's literacy rate, their ability to handle math and reading comprehension has dropped dramatically. And to your point here, John, again, this is a fair warning, is that the people, the common sense, reasonable people will figure out how to solve this problem. If we're going to rely on the Randy Weingartens and all the political forces to come up with a solution, we're just making the same mistake over and over again. We need, which is insanity, right? As we know, so it's time that the people, under their liberties and their own ideas, solve this problem. They can make this happen themselves. You know, parents taking their kids, they're homeschooling right now. They were afraid they couldn't do it, and they're finding out, wow, hey, I can do this. And neighbors are involved. There are community efforts that are doing. They're homeschooling their kids, getting them away from, these schools. They're just doing a terrible job that want to indoctrinate them, that want to bring in, drag queen story hours to teach your kids. I think it was something I read on Facebook. It says, drag queen story hours has been redefined to state that here is a man dressed up as a woman teaching your kids about sex. So, that really adds some understanding and clarity to what this is all about, right?
Yeah, well, and it adds clarity to the basic truth that once we make this about death rates and science, we've lost the argument. We may win the argument, we've lost the long-term battle.
Exactly.
The answer always has to be first and foremost freedom, because there will always be pathogens that are part of life.
Mm-hmm.
And once we give into this, if this many people will die, they should take our freedom. We set ourselves up to have our freedom taken in the future. And when in reality, the answer always is, if something really threatens, that's when freedom's most important, because we learn from free people how to combat it. So let's not get stuck in the weeds of results as much as we get stuck in. Just don't take away people's freedom. And by the way, to the American people, don't ever give your freedom away so easily again. We're at fault, too, for allowing it to happen.
Exactly. Because look at the numbers. These were contrived numbers. It's interesting that, whenever they start dealing with liability, they go back to the CDC announcement that was about, 8-9 months ago, saying, well, the people that actually died of COVID only was about maybe 3%. So that's kind of a low seasonal death rate type issue at 3%. But, but when you're talking about spending people's money, then we talk about over a million people have died of COVID. So all those numbers have been manufactured. They've been massaged in order to keep people in fear, wearing masks and doing silly stuff. And as you say, subordinating their liberty rights, to a government, to the Faucis of the world, as if they've proven to be so successful. I mean, because 2.5 years later, can you sit there with confidence and say, thank God for Dr. Fauci? He saved the human race. He saved America. Can you, is anybody on the planet, can anybody say that? I'm sure there probably are a few people.
No one can say that, but again, the danger always is, what if he had?
Yes.
It still doesn't change the fact that you don't give up your freedom.
Right.
We don't need to be forced to save our lives. We don't need to be forced to not get sick. And so it's what I stress in when politicians panic. Once we make this argument about numbers and death rates, and I acknowledge all that in there, that, okay, it's all here.
Mm-hmm.
We know.
Right.
But once you make it about that, you're setting yourself up to be locked down again, because they'll always come up for an excuse. Well, this virus is different. This one's hitting young people. This one's hitting babies more, so let's rob everyone of their freedom. No, you just don't take away people's freedom. And furthermore, the American people, you don't give it up, ever.
Exactly. Yeah, very well said. John, your new book, The Money Confusion, How Illiteracy About Currencies and Inflation Sets the Stage for the Crypto Revolution. It's like, okay, same thing, just a different rendition of what we just went through, right?
Well, there's aspects of it. The book very much makes a case that this is not inflation. This is the bitter fruits of them robbing us of our freedom. And when you basically lock people in their homes and in the process eviscerate working relationships, trading relationships built up around the world over decades, to then say that prices are going to be higher is kind of a statement of the obvious. Well, of course they're going to be. My quibble is that that's not inflation. Inflation's a devaluation of the currency. This was a taking of freedom. Let's be clear about what happened. This is not inflation. And when we say it's inflation, we give the politicians the ultimate free pass. Oh, the Fed did this. No. The Fed had nothing to do with it. There's been no devaluation of the currency in the past 2 years. That's inflation. This is the logical result of robbing people of their ability to work together around the world, which is what the lockdowns were. And so politicians love the inflation talk. It's utter nonsense, and it excuses what they did.
John, what you just pointed out is so critical here for people to understand what the politicians did, what this global cabal was able to affect, all because of COVID and the fears that rose up, right?
Yeah, I mean, let's make it simple. When the 20th century began, cars were rarer than millionaires, and millionaires were incredibly rare. By 1920, cars were common. Why was that? Because Henry Ford, one of the greatest entrepreneurs who ever lived, decided that men working in specialized fashion, in assembly line fashion, could produce at a level never imagined. And in so doing, they could make it possible for cars to be had relatively cheaply. Well, so what happens when you break up not just local cooperation, but global cooperation among billions of workers, billions of hands around the world? Is it any surprise that you're ripping apart the process that got us to low prices in the first place? I think not.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, our supply chain is all compromised. It's attacked. And here we are, and who orchestrated this? We've only got about 30 seconds left, and maybe we'll save that question, and we'll unwrap that a little bit further in the next segment. We're talking with John Tam, the author of his new book, The Money Confusion, How Illiteracy About Currency and Inflation Sets the Stage for Crypto Revolution. Stay with us. We got more from John after this.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I understand, you know, when you have something as popular as cryptocurrencies were, and then, you know, the rise in their value, it was like going off the charts, and then suddenly now there is this bust that takes place. And people think, well, that's it for cryptocurrencies. It's a done deal. Well, John Tamney, in his new book about the money confusion, points out that this is a cycle that occurs and that will naturally evolve to where you might think naively that cryptocurrencies are done away with, but actually it's a bit prescient, because it's telling you that cryptocurrencies will come back, and probably come back with a vengeance, John, if I'm reading this right. What do you say?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'd written about over a year ago. I'd said we'll know that crypto's for real once its currencies start crashing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign that there's a real market, that basically investors are sifting through the good and the bad rather than just presuming genius about every single one. And so to me, it's a sign of a healthy market. And there is a desire for private money. My guess is that the crypto crowd has overcomplicated it. What people have always wanted is money that holds its value throughout time. Stable money is what allows us to trade with each other. It allows us to save for the future. And so my sense is that's what's going to come of this. A capitalist system that created supercomputers that sits in our pockets can certainly create stable money that holds its value much better than government currencies have. So I think the future's positive.
And again, here you've got the Biden administration introducing their own form of crypto, right?
Yeah, and I'm not too worried about that. Invariably, governments are driven by the known. They always try to come in after the fact. The reality is, government's problem throughout the millennia is that whenever they've gotten involved with money, and this is true here too, they've devalued.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats, Republicans, it didn't matter. They've all done it. And so why would we trust a government version of it now? Much more likely to me is that private issuers, say Target, say Amazon, say JP Morgan, will issue currencies. The odds of them devaluing is much, much less, because that would be them basically ripping off their customers, which businesses are unlikely to do. And so I don't fear government on this one.
You don't fear it because they just don't have enough enough control of it, or you just
okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Capitalism will always get outrun government, for one. For two, look at governments, not just in the U.S., but around the world, the history of government currencies. What have they always done? They've always devalued them. They've always clipped coins. They've always shrunk the value of the money we earn. And so why would we expect them in a crypto setting to suddenly issue private money that holds its value?
Exactly.
There's just no
right.
You know, so I'm fairly confident that private issuers will outrun these guys, and that's going to be a very good thing. It will force better currency outcomes for everyone, including from the U.S. Treasury. The U.S. Treasury needs more competition. I think private issuers will do it.
Exactly. No, I think this is awesome what is at our doorstep here, John, and what this will do in terms of its global effect and confidence that we have. Because, as you said, at the end of the day, it comes down with the people that you do business and who you can trust, right, to know that they'll deliver the goods and you'll get paid for those goods.
Yeah. I mean, what is money but something that enables us to trade products for products?
Mm-hmm.
And so
yes.
When you take a dollar bill for whatever service you want to get equal value for it. By extension, when government devalues the dollar, it robs you of the fruits of your work. And so it's only logical that private money, crypto, call it what you want, would emerge amid a history of governments doing badly by currencies. Mm-hmm. And so with that, I think we're going to get a better outcome. Would you rather be paid in Amazon dollars or J.P. Morgan dollars or a Federal Reserve note?
Yes,
history
yeah, exactly.
Says you prefer the J.P. Morgan dollars because if they devalue on you, you'll never use them again and you'll tell others.
Exactly.
The problem with a government monopoly on everything is if they devalue, what choice do you have? And so this is going to keep governments from robbing people of the fruits of their labor, and it's going to keep governments from people from being victimized by economists who just – so dangerously and foolishly say, oh, no, inflation is good. We need a little inflation. How is it good for people to earn money that's losing value throughout?
Exactly.
How is it good for government to do that to Israel? How does that help the economy? It's ludicrous, and and crypto is one of the many ways in which we'll fight what vandalizes reason.
On its face, it's unjust, John, you know, to do that to people.
Of course it's unjust. It's theft.
Right.
It is theft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't like taxes, and with good reason. That is government taking from us the fruits of our labor. Well, how is devaluation, how is inflation any different? If they're robbing us of the value of the dollar, they're robbing us of what we've worked for. So let's start calling it what it is.
Yes, good point.
Mm-hmm. You know, so, again, that's part of the argument of the book. Let's define inflation for what it is. It's devaluation. What we're experiencing right now is higher prices. But no, this was born of them locking us in our houses and locking down businesses. Let's be clear about what it is, because we can never let politicians forget, Democrat, Republican, you name it, what they did to us.
Exactly.
Boy, do they love the inflation argument, because it changes the subject from what they did.
They killed our labor force in the process, John. They told our labor force, just stay at home. Don't go to work. And I've been, you know, talking about this, and interesting, very few people are even considering this. But, you know, for the last 2.5 years, our U.S. labor force took a psychological hit. You know as well as I do, you know, as a writer, as one who studies all these dynamics, if you're aware or unaware and you decide to check out for a week on the economy, you don't pay attention. I mean, you're scrambling to get caught up. Well, what happens for somebody who is off the job because the government has paid them to stay at home, you know, for over a year? What is their skill set now, you know, after they've been, in a sense, dumbed down and retarded through this process? I mean, I think that our labor force, we haven't even begun to measure the impact that this has had on our labor force.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt it's true. What has been the one constant of American life since its founding, and realistically the world. We just get up every day and go to work. It's what we do. Mm-hmm. Only for politicians and their infinite wisdom to just stop this and to expect that there wouldn't be horrid outcomes, mm-hmm. including loss of skills, including loss of self-value, including much higher prices. Of course all of this was going to result. You can't shut down what's incredibly sophisticated and global and expect to flip the switch back. Oh, you've got your freedom back. We've decided right. that you're okay again to live your lives again and expect things to remain the same. There's going to be damage. Mm-hmm. And what's incumbent upon you, incumbent upon me and all of us is that we make sure to tell the story, because if we don't, history books will say, well, yeah, a virus forced people into their homes. No, it didn't. Mm-hmm. The virus has been spreading for months around the world. Politicians robbed us of our freedom and caused staggering damage to health, to well-being. Let's never let them forget this. And I find it so insulting that Democrats and Republicans, it's inflation, it's the Fed money supply. Look, find a writer who has ridiculed the Fed more than I have over the last 10 years. If you can find, I want to meet this writer. But this is not the Fed. This is politicians trying to change the subject. And it's so dangerous.
Exactly. Well, they're dodging accountability. That's what politicians do, So what do you expect from them? Yes. And oh, by the way, when they get real desperate, then they use our money, which I think is just, ungodly. They use our money to pay for votes. It's like this idiocy has got to quit. John, with cryptocurrency and what you're talking about in this plan, how can this be protected? Because I got to imagine the World Economic Forum, all the powers, the lever pullers and everything like that, see an independent, process that's done by freedom-loving people to freely exchange commerce, to know that their money really does count for something. It's highly valued. This has just got to scare the holy whatever out of them, and they're going to do everything they can to interrupt this.
They're going to try, but look at what Uber did. Look at what this little app on phones did to global taxi cartels. Will government try to break that which shrinks its power? Of course it would. Politicians respond to incentives too. But I remain of the view that capitalism moves too fast, and it's going to move way too fast on this. Private money is the future because governments have proven that they're unwilling to maintain a stable currency. I don't think we're having this discussion if the U.S. Treasury had over the decades maintained the dollars as a measure of value, but it hasn't. And we've seen this around the world to much more dangerous degrees. And so, look, capitalism's going to take over. Capitalism meets the needs of people. And in this case, the world wants money that it can trust, and it's found that it can't trust government. I think they're going to have a very hard time pushing it down.
How does this promote peace, John? I think that this promotes peace at a dimension unrealized.
Well, of course, anytime, if you want to disable society, you devalue the currency. If you want to make the world at peace, enable it to trade with one another. And good money is an agent of endless trade around the world, which is the path toward peace. The greatest foreign policy concept ever invented is the cheapest. Set people free, allow money to be money, and you'll see that people are trading and not wanting to go to war with each other.
Wow. John, this is awesome. Thank you so much, for this book, for coming on the show and breaking it down for our audience. Where can they go for more information?
Oh, go on Amazon. Buy by the handful. The Money Confusion. It's a very, very short book that explains what money is, what inflation is.
Thank you, John.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid?